Essay, Part 10, Not Working, by Gary Basson. The year 2009 was quite a year for many reasons, but for most of us, the economic downturn was the most difficult aspect of the year. It is still hard to believe that a meltdown could occur on such a global scale. The funny thing about this is that we saw a very similar catastrophe 15 years ago in Japan. This year's meltdown forced us to take a look at our jobs and aspirations. Japanese people had to work so hard to rebuild their country's spirit after World War II, and that was necessary to create the salaryman work ethic. Having a steady job, a family, and of course the pension system, made it easy for young men to join companies and work hard. As Japan became more prosperous, it also became more flamboyant. It was easy to make a lot of money fast, and everyone did, regardless of the consequences. The once happy-to-have-work Japanese corporations became greedy, and their workforce became disillusioned. Because of this, the Japanese economy was nearly destroyed. Before the recent crisis, the promise of easy money in the stock market mesmerized millions worldwide. Greed started in America and spread across the planet. Individual businesses and even countries trusted their savings to stockbrokers and bankers that were making incredible profits on suspicious transactions. In the end, the big players kept most of the profits and could invest again after the collapse, and the people that financed them were left out in the cold. What is our work ethic, really? Anything we aspire to accomplish involves work. There is no easy way around this fact. It's not very appealing to work long hours for very little pay, and not every job is easy. Each of us has to find a balance between our goals and what we need to do to fulfill those goals. At the same time, companies need to consider their workforce and treat it with respect. Countries need to inspire citizens to pitch in and help for the greater good. Individuals need to understand that without effort, nothing gets produced. We might be self-sufficient and live in homes we own stocked with personal appliances, but as we have seen time and time again, when individuals become too self-interested, the fabric of society comes unwoven. As 2009 winds down, we should take a look at things around us and draft a plan for the future. Whether it's a respectable job, creating better conditions for company workers, or rebuilding a nation's image, let's confront the new year with our sleeves rolled up, ready to work.